Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. Back in January this year, I attended the Inman Conference in New York, a real estate event focused on technology and innovation around our industry. Highly recommended if you consider yourself an early adopter. It was my first time in the Big Apple, and ever since I was a little kid, I've always wanted to hail a taxi on the streets of New York, you know, just like they do in the movies. Well, these days, we're more likely to use our phones to request an Uber driver. But even so, I still wanted to live out this childhood dream of mine, however weird you think that might be. So, standing on the sidewalk of Times Square in January this year, I hailed down my first ever New York taxi. After hopping into the cab to head downtown, something didn't seem right. You see, the taxi was clean. Really clean. The driver offered my friend and I a bottle of water for the trip and asked us where we're from. The short trip downtown was essentially a narrated tour of the city by this likable taxi driver. There was a TV in the back of the seats if we wanted to check out what was happening on the news. And after we reached our destination, the driver kindly handed us his card and asked us if he could drive us to the airport when we leave, with their promise of a flat fee for traveling to the airport from any New York City hotel. Pretty good service, right? We would probably all agree that this level of service would likely be expected from more so ride-sharing apps like Uber, more than the taxi industry. We've all seen the battle play out here in Australia between Uber and our taxi industry. Much of the legislation around these ride-sharing apps here in this country revolves around compensating our taxi industry for the losses they'll likely incur as more people use ride-sharing services like Uber. Interestingly though, in New York, quite possibly the taxi capital of the world, Uber have had to drop their prices by up to 30% in order to compete with taxis. You see, when Uber came to town in New York, taxi drivers didn't complain. They knew their industry was under threat. Instead, they got together and, for the most part, started competing not on price, but on the customer experience. Taxi fares are highly regulated in the US as they are here in Australia, so cab drivers knew that dropping their fares wasn't going to work. The customer experience was all they could use to compete. And compete they are doing. A report by the New York Post in January this year told about how some Uber drivers have complained that Uber's fare cuts have led them to being paid less than minimum wage, and these struggling Uber drivers have boycotted the service in response. So what's the lesson for us as real estate professionals? Well, firstly, let me say that I fundamentally believe that real estate agents will have a job in the future. However, I do think that new business models will change what a typical real estate agent does. As some of you may have seen earlier this week, a platform called Purple Bricks launched here in Australia with their flat fee model, where homeowners engage a local area specialist to sell their property for $4,500. I've found that a lot of the discussion among real estate agents over the launch of Purple Bricks here in Australia has been focused around the fact that this type of business model has been around for many years, and it hasn't exactly been profitable for the companies who have tried it so far. The big difference, however, is in the technology and the budget that Purple Bricks has to play with. Speaking to the UK's Telegraph recently, the CEO of Purple Bricks said that for every dollar that their platform spends on acquiring a customer, other platforms will need to spend $5. This really is the difference. Purple Bricks have a lot of cash in the bank to saturate the real estate market in a big way in a very short amount of time. And even though they might run at a loss for a little while, it won't take long before home sellers are questioning the traditional method of selecting an agent. Just like most buyers will jump to the major portals to start their search for a property, sellers will go to platforms like Purple Bricks to start their search for an agent. But just like the taxi drivers in New York realized, there's no use complaining. We need to start competing. As agents, we will never compete with the budgets of our major portals and platforms like Purple Bricks. We need to compete on something else. It's the very same thing that gave rise to these discounted fee models. I'm talking about service. We need to add far more value to our consumers than we currently do, and it needs to be outside of the products and services that we currently offer. I believe the questions we need to ask ourselves are many, but here's a few that I'm certainly thinking about. How can we add value outside of the real estate transaction? Are we in the real estate business or the property lifestyle business? What content can I provide to our community that these flat fee models and our portals don't, that will allow me to charge what those platforms can't? These are the questions we all probably need to ask ourselves. It's certainly something we're thinking more about for our own business, and I hope that you will too. Good luck. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. If you like this episode, please subscribe and you'll be notified of new episodes. I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.